听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Steve. Welcome to day two of this month's culture feature, Choosing America's Top Dog. This week, dogs from around the world have gathered in New York City at the annual Westminster Dog Show to determine which canine is the best. Best what? Best looking, of course. Judges look at many things, but mostly they look at the dog's appearance. Now, let's ask some dog owners why they think their dogs are so special.
I have two dogs, Nico and Mickey. I think they're just so sweet because they know how to show their gratitude in their own way. Mickey will always kiss my hand as soon as I put her foot down, and Nico will kiss my legs after she eats. But that's not all. They will always pray to thank God before they eat. So I think they are the most thankful and thus the most blessed dogs in the whole wide world.
Well, it would be surprising to hear a dog owner say their dog is not special. Well, friends, let's get to the reading today. We are now on page 33.
Choosing America's Top Dog. Doggy Extras. While the show itself involves long, stress-filled hours, the hotel stay can be just the opposite. Certain hotels in the area of the show offer little extras for the dogs. Though not free, special services include treadmills, pet paintings, hair salons, and more. At $450 for a cut and $800 for a portrait, the extras can get expensive. Many Westminster dog owners admit to spending $100,000 yearly on their dogs.
Hi, friends. Welcome. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and we're back again today to talk about choosing America's top dog. Now, yesterday we learned a little bit about the Westminster Dog Show. It's the biggest and most famous dog show in America, where dogs from all over the world come to compete to be named the top dog. Now today we are going to be talking some more about this very special competition. We're going to start by learning about some doggy extras.
Right, and usually when we see this word extra, we see it as an adjective. So it's a extra something. But here we're using the word extras as a noun. So we're talking about doggy extra things or extra benefits for dogs.
So these dogs are going to have some extra things that come along with being in the Westminster Dog Show. While the show itself involves long, stress-filled hours, the hotel stay can be just the opposite. Now, I imagine this sentence is very accurate. It seems like if you put all this work into having a very good dog, one that has been judged by the American Kennel Standards, then that takes a lot of work and it's probably stressful.
Yeah, or stress-filled. And yeah, actually, if an hour or if a period of time is full of stress, then sometimes it can feel like that time period lasts forever. So we might say that it felt like a long time, or these would be long hours at the show.
But staying in a hotel can be just the opposite. And if something is opposite, it is perfectly different than something else. For example, the opposite of hot is cold, and the opposite of tall is short. I think you understand the idea. So in this case, we're talking about the idea that staying in a hotel would be very comfortable and very relaxing, which is the opposite from those long, stress-filled hours of getting the dog ready for the show.
Right. And I would think if I have spent a lot of stressful, long hours at the dog show, worrying about my dog, then I think I would want to go back to my hotel and be able to relax. Well, certain hotels in the area of the show offer what, Chelsea?
Well, they offer little extras. Remember, we are talking about doggy extras, so little extra things for the dogs. But our next sentence says, though not free, special services include treadmills, pet paintings, hair salons, and more. Wow, this sounds like a lot of special extras, a lot of special treatments for dogs. Let's start with that first one, Chip. What is a treadmill?
Well, a treadmill is it's usually a machine that a person will run on, and you can actually run indoors or run inside on a machine, and it keeps your pace and you can set your speed so that you can run for a long time indoors.
But in this case, I think we're talking about a doggy treadmill, so you can make sure your dog has a little bit of extra exercise while you're staying in the hotel and he or she can run on the treadmill. But as we know, these are not always inexpensive. In fact, I think they seem really, really expensive. For example, at $450 for a cut and $800 for a portrait, the extras can definitely get expensive. So cutting your dog's hair could cost you $450 US.
Wow.
And a portrait. That means a painting, if a portrait is a painting of a person or in this case a dog, it costs you $800.
Yeah, that would be a lot of money. And it sounds like people are willing to pay these prices because they care a lot about these special dogs. So many Westminster dog owners admit to spending $100,000 yearly on their dogs. Now, if they admit to something, Chelsea, that means that they probably feel a little guilty saying this, right?
That's right. To admit something means to say something you are not so proud to say. So maybe they hesitate before they tell people they spend $100,000 a year on their dogs. After all, that is more money than most people in America make in a year. Well, right now we are going to go to a skit and then take a break, but we'll be back to learn more about the Westminster Dog Show.
Welcome to today's dog show.
Is this the Westminster show?
No, this is a game show called Name That Dog. Answer a question and win a prize.
Great! I love game shows and prizes.
Here is the first question. Name the most popular dog in America.
Oh, I know! It's the poodle. That's the number one dog in America.
No, I'm sorry. The poodle is not the number one dog in America.
It's not?
No. The most popular dog is the Labrador Retriever. And it has been for 18 years.
What's so special about Labradors?
They are loving, loyal, and playful.
So are poodles.
Here is the next question. Name the second most popular dog in America.
Oh, I know! It must be the poodle.
Wrong again. Yorkshire Terriers are the second most popular dogs.
Yorkies?
Yes. These cute little dogs are brave, loyal, and clever.
So are poodles.
And here's the last question. Name the third most popular dog in America.
It has to be the poodle.
No, it's the German Shepherd. They are fearless, cheerful, and smart.
But what about poodles?
Poodles are number 9.
Oh, but poodles are cute. They have curly hair. They're loyal and smart. Number 9! Come on, people! Buy more poodles!
Thank you for watching Name That Dog. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. Well, it's happening right now. The prestigious Westminster Dog Show is hosting over 2,500 dogs and their masters. There are a number of different prizes, but the ultimate prize is called the Best in Show, which basically gives the winner the title Top Dog. Before the break, we found that owning a top dog can be pretty expensive. So what do these pampered pets do after they've won the Westminster competition? We're going to find out, but first, let's go back to a few more proud dog owners and see what they have to say about their pets.
My dog Pino is a golden retriever. He's also my youngest brother, even though I am the youngest in my family. I feel I need to protect him, especially when there is an earthquake. He also loves to sleep with us because he knows he is a part of our family. I love you, Pino.
Okay, right now, let's direct our attention to page 34 and continue with the reading.
Choosing America's Top Dog. Winning Opportunities. The show's winner gets opportunities to bring happiness to others. Some dogs in the past have visited sick children, injured soldiers, and other patients. But appearances can be fun too. Uno, 2008's Westminster winner, went to luncheons, ball games, and the White House. Last year, Stump, a Sussex Spaniel, amazed the crowd when he won the Best in Show. At the age of 10, Stump was the oldest dog to ever win the competition. Tonight, he will step aside and turn his title over to America's next top dog.
Welcome back. So we've been talking about how America's top dog is chosen in the Westminster Dog Show. Before the break, we talked about how much money people are spending on these top dogs. Our next section is entitled Winning Opportunities. And there's actually two different ways of understanding that title. First of all, what do these dogs win? Well, these dogs will win opportunities. And also, what kind of opportunities are these? Well, these are very good opportunities, or we could say these are winning opportunities.
And some of the winning opportunities that the show's winner gets is to bring happiness to others. Some dogs who have won this competition in the past have visited sick children, injured soldiers, and other patients. Now, if you are injured, that means that you are hurt or you have been physically harmed. So oftentimes soldiers are hurt while they are on duty or on the job. So these very special dogs might go to the hospital and visit the injured soldiers as well as other patients.
But appearances can be fun, too. So not just in the hospitals, but for example, Uno, 2008's Westminster winner, went to luncheons, ball games, and the White House. So that would be the place where the President of the United States lives. Those are some pretty special opportunities.
That's very special. You know, this is a very big competition, the biggest of the biggest for dogs. So if you win this competition as a dog, you are famous enough that you get to go to the White House, maybe even a luncheon at the White House. And luncheon is just a formal word for lunch. Usually a luncheon will have a special program while you're there, and you'll eat lots of good food. Well, right now we have more information about dog idioms for you. I think you might find these interesting.
There are dozens of English idioms that include the word dog. Some of the more famous include raining cats and dogs, teach an old dog new tricks, and in the doghouse. Now, if something goes to the dogs, it means it is getting worse, either morally or physically. If you're dogging it,
you're avoiding your responsibilities. Let sleeping dogs lie means not seeking change for fear of causing even greater problems.
Okay, very interesting. Well, let's talk about last year's winner. Last year, the winner, the top dog, was named Stump. And Stump, our article says, is a Sussex Spaniel. Now, a Sussex Spaniel is a breed of dog, and it's a specific type of spaniel.
And crowds were amazed when he won the Best in Show because, well, he was pretty old. Old for a dog, at least. He was 10 years old, and that makes him the oldest dog to ever win the competition. Now, for us, a 10-year-old is very young, but as you know, dog years, 10 years is quite old. So this was a new and amazing thing for the Westminster.
Right. Stump was the oldest dog in history to win the Westminster Best in Show. Well, tonight, as the judges decide on the top dog this year, tonight Stump will have to step aside and turn his title over to America's next top dog. Now, if Stump steps aside, that probably means that he goes from being at the center stage to being to the side. Is that right?
That's right. If you step aside, you are leaving a position or maybe a job, really, in order that somebody else can do it. Somebody might step aside so that a new CEO can come into the company and take over. So Stump is going to do just that tonight. He has been the champion for the last year, but now that his year is up and it's time for the new Westminster Dog Show, another dog will be named Top Dog. That means Stump will have to step aside in order for that new dog to step up as the next top dog.
Well, I'm pretty excited to see what kind of dog will win this year's top dog competition. I'm curious to see which breed will provide the winner.
I am too. Now, I grew up with a beagle in my house, so I always kind of cheer for the hound dogs. I think beagles are very cute. How about you, Chip?
Well, my family was a dachshund family, a wiener dog with the long back. So I always root for the dachshunds. But anyway, we hope you've learned something about how America chooses its top dog, and we hope you've enjoyed the show. Let's visit the chat room.
We're missing one of our books.
Which book are you missing, Ashley?
The title is Lucy's Red Guitar. Have you seen it?
Nope. Sorry. But speaking of titles, I have a question about something I read in today's Studio Classroom magazine. It says here, tonight he will step aside and turn his title over to America's next top dog. Does the dog have some sort of job title, or was there a book written about this dog?
No, Ken. The word title in this case means the dog's ranking or place in the competition.
So the dog that won first place last year has to give his award to another dog?
Kind of. He doesn't have to give back his trophy, but he will no longer be the top dog. Another dog will win and take his place this year.
Oh, I see. What about other titles?
Well, all titles are used to identify someone or something. Someone's job title describes their job. People may also have a title based on their education.
Do you mean people with more advanced degrees like doctors?
Oh, yes. And certain heads of state receive titles by election, like the President of the United States or the Prime Minister of Canada.
Can someone have their title taken away from them?
Yes. But people who once held the title are described as the former title. Like, for instance, the former gold medalist, Michael Phelps.
You know, one thing is for sure, some titles are more powerful than others.
Yes, they are. Sometimes the more important the title, the more entitled a person is to special treatment.
What does entitled mean? It has the word title in it.
If you're entitled to something, that means you deserve it or you're free to have it. You're entitled to your own opinion, Ken.
Yes, I am. And one thing is for sure, this place is a great place to get English help.
Well, I agree with you. Now, I'm going to go look for that book.
Well, I hope you find it. Title 有诸多的含义，它可以指一本书的书名，一部电影的片名。但是在今天的课文中 ,title 是指头衔。课文最后说 ,Tonight he will step aside and turn his title over to America's next top dog. 在今晚他就得退位，把冠军的荣衔让给下一位美国的冠军狗。在你的工作岗位，你会有一个 job title, 就是你的职称。Title 也可以指竞赛的冠军。前一届的冠军往往要 defend his title, 看是否能够卫冕成功。若是他卫冕失败，他就 lose his title。如果在 title 前面加上 en, entitled 变成了动词，表示给予权利，使某人有资格。比如说 ,he is entitled to a pension, 他有资格领年金。And we're all entitled to Michelle's language tips.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们来看 opposite 这个名词。我们晓得 opposite 如果当形容词是指相反的，但是在这里它是当名词，意思是指相反的人或事物。例如 ，Brandon is very outgoing, but his wife Anna is just the opposite. Brandon 非常外向，但是他的妻子 Anna 跟他刚好是南辕北辙。或者是 life here in the country is the exact opposite of city life.这里的乡村的生活和都市生活是截然不同的。最后我们看的是 injured 这个形容词，它本来是 injure 使受伤这个动词的过去分词，当形容词是指受伤的。例如 The injured passengers were taken to the emergency room， 这些受伤的乘客被带到急诊室。或者是 Her injured leg will take several months to heal， 她受伤的腿得花上几个月的时间来复原。如果是名词的话是 injury, I-N-J-U-R-Y。最后我们看的是 step aside, 这个动词片语。step aside 在这里是指让开或者是让出位置。例如 I decided to step aside and let the young people express themselves。我决定要让位出来，让年轻人们表现他们自己。或者是 step aside, let me talk to my son。都让开，让我跟我的儿子说话。And that concludes today's language tips. Take care and goodbye.
Choosing America's Top Dog. Doggy Extras. While the show itself involves long, stress-filled hours, the hotel stay can be just the opposite. Certain hotels in the area of the show offer little extras for the dogs.Though not free, special services include treadmills, pet paintings, hair salons, and more. At $450 for a cut and $800 for a portrait, the extras can get expensive. Many Westminster dog owners admit to spending $100,000 yearly on their dogs. Winning opportunities.The show's winner gets opportunities to bring happiness to others. Some dogs in the past have visited sick children, injured soldiers, and other patients. But appearances can be fun too. Uno, 2008's Westminster winner, went to luncheons, ball games, and the White House. Last year, Stump, a Sussex Spaniel, amazed the crowd when he won the Best in Show. At the age of 10,Stump was the oldest dog to ever win the competition. Tonight, he will step aside and turn his title over to America's next top dog.
I think my dog, Beagle, is so sweet. When my son was young, sometimes we have to punish him. When we did, he feels so sad and sit on the sofa. And my dog,would always come and sit beside him to comfort him. My dog is so sweet.
Why is your dog so special? That's a great topic for you and your friends to discuss while practicing your English, is it not? Everyone has an opinion about animals. Of course, if you don't have a dog, you can talk about your pet cat. your pet bird, or your pet pig. By the way, the top prize, Best in Show, has been awarded about 100 times in Westminster's history. Can you guess the breed that's won the most times? It's the Terrier Group, which won 44 times, twice as many times as any other group. And so now, you know. Friends, until our next lesson, I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.